Starting 3-0, who took my Playboy calendar? Bones?
Darn it, Jim, I'm a doctor researching the cure for Vulcan cooties. Well, at least I'm not gay like Sulu. Sorry, Captain, but that spacecraft cut us off and I had to apply the brakes.
Damage report.
Floors 36 through 40 reporting minor injuries from airbags. The saucer sustained minor fender damage, and I have a bruised ego from all that gay bashing.
Scotty, identify the offending spacecraft. Can you ID the make and model?
The computer is scanning the debris now. Its hull is made of steel? The chrome dual exhaust? It's a Trans Am, Captain.
Damn hit and run. Did anyone get the license tag? Why, oh...
A-D-R-I-A-N. It is a specialty tag, issued on Earth, circa late 1970s.
The spacecraft is entering the Earth's atmosphere, Captain. Let him go, Jim. He probably doesn't even have insurance.
You don't understand, Bones. I've already got too many points. The Federation is going to yank my driver's license. Check off evasive maneuvers.
Activate the radar detector.
Yeah. Follow, but keep a distance of at least 2 car lengths and signal all turns.
Captain, even if we do catch up, how do you propose to teach the hooligan a lesson?
Stardate, who the hell am I kidding? I don't have a date. Not since I kissed the green-breasted whore of Erotica 5. Bones prescribed lip balm, but I can't seem to get rid of this sore on my upper lip. We found the hooligan, and to teach him a lesson, I ordered Spock to fight to the death.
Captain, the Federation has rules against what humans call street justice.
Spock, he called you a pointy-eared half-breed.
Yeah, and? That's totally illogical, Captain.
And your mama can't dance, and your papa can't rock and roll.
In this corner, defending his title, the Italian stallion, Rocky Balboa.
Who is this guy, Kermit or something?
His challenger, sporting pointy ears and raising one eyebrow, Spock the Rock!
It is illogical to pity the fool.
Talk about a matchup of bulls. Between these guys is a puny referee, like a Commandador, wearing a red t-shirt, just to antagonize him. Jeez, everyone who watches the Star Trek TV show knows that the death follows the guy who wears the red uniform.
Crap. Spock, don't...
Now the fight continues without a referee.
What the hell is this? The foreign guy disappears, then he reappears all over the ring.
Spock seems to be pinching the shoulder of Rocky.
Hey, don't go getting irregular on me, alright? Someone might think Yuzu was trying to give me a kiss or something. Ah!
Now Spock is grabbing, no, pushing his fingers all over the face of Rocky.
Our minds are one. Your thoughts are my thoughts.
Yeah, I'm dumb and you're shy. What do you think?
Your memories are my memories. The woman in your mind's eye, Adrian, she looks kinda hot.
Hey, you getting an eyeful of my woman?
Rock, I think we ought to knock his block off.
You're a great fighter, Rocky.
After that beating, Spock's lucky to just have a concussion and a few bruises.
Well, Bones, what's your prediction? I mean, diagnosis.
Pain.
Captain, is that you?
Yes, Spock, I'm here. Are you motioning me closer? You want to whisper something? He's choking me!
Stardate 3064. The captain and Spock are both in sick bay. The captain's driver's license was suspended, and Spock was ordered to take an anger management course. And a restraining order prevents our coming within 1 light-year of Rocky Balboa. Now that I've taken control of the Enterprise, my first order of business is installing a food replicator on the bridge. Computer, a whiskey on ice. Keep it flowing. Add some tonic if you want to.